Hi, hi, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And this is ostensibly an advice podcast. I forgot the word for podcast there for a second.
Which is good. Which is
where we'll take questions.
Yeah.
We had technical difficulties last week, and then we have we still have technical difficulties.
Ongoing, but we're working around technical difficulties.
Yes, they keep switching out one technical difficulty and giving us a new one, which is nice. But thank you, a certain large computer company for being a dick and not supporting audio programs anymore. So the audio quality may be a little different today. We're going to do today and sort out how I can fuck around with it and make it sound better for you guys.
Yeah, it's the apocalypse. Give us a break.
Yeah. You do better than us. Go on, dare you.
Oh. So that pretty much covers our mental health check-in for the day.
Oh, Christ. No, it doesn't. You know, I could go on for a lot longer about my mental health at the moment, because it ain't great. I'm just going to say that. It ain't great. I mean, it's all right. I'm fine. But yeah. Far out. The world.
Like, and I almost wish the apocalypse was, like, the only thing happening right now.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of good.
I feel like I could at least deal with that, but there's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot. Everything's a lot right now.
Everything's a lot all the time, constantly, never stops.
Never stops.
Yeah.
I mean, what day is it even?
Anyway. I think it's Tuesday. We're actually recording on the day we were supposed to record.
Yes,
for a change.
I was joking. I was like, is today even real? But like, no. It's Blur's Day. Happy Blur's Day.
Hey, Blur's Day.
It's a day ending in Y, whatever. Crossing, so.
that's what's really important.
Oh.
Oh man.
We're not going to go into details of what's going on in our lives because it's the apocalypse and things going shit. So
yeah. we'll stick to the peripheral stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. My first note here is in defense of Animal Crossing, and I don't remember what I was talking about, but the next note is how dare you body shame villagers? So I assume there were people out there body shaming villagers.
I mean, there's lots of people who decide some are very ugly and they bully them off their island.
Oh, I remember now. I was looking for, because we were talking about the seedy underbelly of Animal Crossing and stuff, and I was looking for that, and I was like, Animal Crossing characters being bad, and the first thing that came back was like a list of the top 10 ugliest Animal Crossing villagers. And one of the first ones on there was Hazel, who is like the love of my life.
I love Hazel.
I don't understand. And I feel like it's because Hazel has a unibrow. Whatever.
Yeah. Come on.
Stop body shaming her.
I guarantee.
Yeah.
That sucks. No, I've got all the little round fat villagers who I love.
Know.
They look cute as. And I did want an octopus, but then I met an octopus and on someone else's island, and I'm kind of vaguely disturbed by their shiny nose mouth thing.
They
look vaguely sexual, and I'm not really in
for
that. Thanks.
Not people can like whatever villagers they like. I'm not a fan of the octopi, especially.
I
love octopuses. What was that? Sorry.
I said I really love them because I've got one, but the one on, I can't remember who else's island it was, but they have like a little
toothpick. It was Jill's, I think.
Yeah, they have a little toothpick sticking out of their head to make them look like takoyaki, and I have trouble. I have trouble in general with villagers looking like food. Like,
someone did a
no trouble with yourself looking like food.
Yeah, someone did a photo shoot with all their villagers being like, I took everyone out for sushi, and they had the octopi laying on a table.
That's terrible. So yeah,
this is the danger of them mixing in animals that used to be things that you would fish up in game.
I love all my villagers equally. Well, not equally. As I've said before, I think my favorite is Huck and Pashmina. They're equal favorites, and I've decided that we're married. All three of us in a whole relationship.
It's lucky that you can't steal other people's villagers, because I would be wooing Pashmina away.
No, Pashmina stays.
Pashmina from you.
She offered to leave.
Pashmina from you and Coco from Zom.
Yeah, Coco's adorable. Yeah, I tried to, Pashmina said she might leave, and I went, no, you can't, I love you. Anyway, I was very upset when she did that, because it's just like,
Penelope from my island is leaving, and I'm a little sad to see her go, but I was like, go live your best life.
What did you do?
So far, none of the ones that I really love have said they're going to go, so I'm just like, well, okay.
A couple of mine have been like, I feel like I should go, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I feel
scouting
like,
for new villagers tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, I'd be upset if Huck or Pashmina left. Rodeo actually offered to leave, but that was just after I moved his house. I'm like, Guy, I just spent 50 grand moving your house up a hill. I'm not letting you leave the island.
To be fair, they move in, the new villagers move in to the empty plot, so it would be.
Yeah, I know, but it still felt like a freaking betrayal, basically. 50 grand on you, you bastard. You're not going anywhere.
They can redecorate on their own bell.
Bugger you. Anyway, yeah, he moved up to my Roswell area, so I'm happy with that. Although I went up to visit him today and he's sick, so I've got to take him medicine at some point.
Aww. Yeah, cute little koala villager, Melba. Oh, she's so dear. And so I have so many dear sweet villagers. Ed, she was sick her first day there, and I took her medicine.
Oh, no.
She was shivering when I walked in. She's like, oh my God, did you come all the way here just to check on me? I'm like, yes, you dumb bitch, because everybody in village was talking about it. Like, oh my God, have you seen Melba? She's sick. I'm like, y'all literally met her 10 minutes ago. I went to an island and convinced her to move here.
I was like, she's brought a contagion.
Yeah, that would be another. Know. They're all talking about it. They're saying, like, the plague. She's brought the plague.
I did have my doctor's mask on when I went to visit her, though. So I mean, proper social distancing.
Yes.
All right.
No. It's hilarious. So, as per usual, I'm happy to talk about Animal Crossing the whole day. The whole show could just be about Animal Crossing, but we probably should do questions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll circle back to it at some point, because
definitely. That's not everything is related.
That's not us at all. Mm-hmm. We do have a Cooking with Canada, who continues
to play, excellent.
Yeah, who continues to play to win. This week, well, last week, but this week, Canada comes to us and says that she has half a tomato, coconut cream, and microwave popcorn.
Half a tomato, coconut cream, and microwave popcorn.
Like, you could probably
if you had a dehydrator, you could make a good, like, dehydrated thing out of the coconut and tomato and sprinkle it on the
true.
Popcorn.
You could make a very small amount of curry. Like, very small.
You could also, tomato and coconut glaze for it, and maybe put some, maybe make it sweet popcorn instead of savory popcorn.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You can make it like a curry, nice. Like a curried popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, especially provided those aren't the only, strictly only ingredients you have. If you had like honey, mix a little bit of honey in to get it to stick.
Well, the rules of cooking with Canada do state that you're allowed to use other pantry items. But pantry items is debatable amongst the three of us.
Yeah, but I feel like honey is fairly common in most people's houses.
Yeah, if you drink,
I should always have honey. Yeah, I should always have it in the house, but I often don't because we use it the Marley spoons, the meal kits that we get often call for honey in the recipes, but they don't put honey in the
meal kit
because they just assume you have it.
Oh yeah, so. I have we do a lot of Asian cooking, and Asian cooking uses a lot of honey.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There honey we go. Will, so I guess you're having
stuff. I think it's good.
Curried popcorn. Tossed popcorn. Just kind of
sweet.
I didn't eat. I didn't eat this morning.
So oh my God, that's a rookie mistake. Yeah. This is like episode 72.
I know. Yeah, this episode
what are you
72.
New here?
Yeah.
It feels like it sometimes.
Oh, it's like our first day with new software. What?
Yeah, all the rules have changed.
So much has changed. Remember the before times? I really like that people have embraced the trope of the before times. Like,
yep.
Yes, I love it too.
As a spec fic writer, I smile a little bit every time I see someone use it. They're like, I haven't worn pants since the before times.
Yeah, one of my friends online the other day just said it's been 6 days since I've worn pants, and I don't actually have to. I don't care.
Yeah, my spouse actually
has
been.
That's what I don't get, though, is there's all the people that are like, oh, I need to cut my hair and get my hair dyed and whatever. It's like, y'all, you're at home. Like, who cares?
For me, it's about feeling
good for
myself.
What are you keeping up your hair dye for?
It's not feeling good for myself as far as that stuff goes, but I also don't dye my
hair.
Yeah,
but it's not like I need to reopen the economy just to get my hair dyed.
Also, a lot of what I've seen is just people being bored and being like, huh, I'm going to dye my hair today. And maybe that wasn't the best decision you made, but good job. Just don't cut
your
bangs.
Get into it, yeah.
Yeah, don't cut your bangs.
I've got, like, I'm going to get my mullet hair going because my hair goes really, really bushy if I don't trim it. And that's cool. I don't care. But also, yeah, I have got blue streaks in my hair, which will not be
my hair
renewed,
has gotten
then
to the length that where it annoys me the most because it's at the, like, curling around the front of my neck and I'm driving me insane. I wear it up almost every day.
That's where mine is. I'm at the point where I'm wearing it up more than down, and that doesn't help my headache situation.
Yup.
I haven't had to put my hair up for yonks. I'm so glad I chopped it all off. It's funny. It's because I had like, I've always had like this hair that people really got envious of. It was always long and thick and straight and a fairly pretty color. And so cutting it short was always just one of those things that I never did because, you know, you can't, your hair's so pretty, you can't cut it short. And then of course once you get old and it doesn't matter.
Well, my parents still get on me. Like,
for cutting it or not cutting it?
For cutting it. Like, my mom wouldn't care because my mom is sensible, but my dad has, like, for ages been like, you can't cut your hair, Claire.
I know people who didn't cut their hair their whole lives because, like, their grandfather on his deathbed was like, never cut your hair. And I'm like, why? Why is that a thing with male relatives?
Well, it's so weird with my dad, too, because he's, like, a total hippie and he still has, like, for my entire life and for ages, he's had long hair and like a big beard and everything. And yet when my younger brother was growing out his hair, he was like, cut your hair. And he's very like, Claire, your sister's already like dyeing her hair and cutting it. You got to keep yours long. It's so nice. I'm like,
I actually got excited because like some people know that I recently turned 40 and I found like my first two gray hairs, and they're very tiny little baby hairs, like up on the front of my head. So like they're not easy to see, and I'm just like, oh my god, I get to start.
I'd like to think they
gracefully
sprouted exactly when you were 40,
like exactly 00:00.
Yeah, they just like they were like, now is our time.
Let's go. No, I'm determined that I'm gonna do it gracefully. I'm gonna be like, yes, I'm embracing this. Look at these beautiful gray hairs that I've earned with.
I mean, apparently, according to my family, including my sister who dyed her hair all the time, I can't dye my hair until I start going gray. They're like, don't do it, Claire.
Yeah, but you're blonde, so it's gonna be a lot longer before you notice.
I know.
Yeah,
like,
you probably already started going gray.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
and
if I have,
know.
I haven't found any, but, you know.
Yeah, no, with me it was funny because it was just like I didn't actually notice I was going gray until I cut my hair short because it was all long and sort of stuck in. And then I cut it short, and because when you cut it short, you sort of saw all the hair down. He's like, oh, that's a gray one. What's that doing
there? You're like mostly ginger too, aren't you? Like ginger hair
I'm
just
like,
looks like it's getting blonder.
Yeah, I've got
gray.
A bit of red in there. It's not very much. So it just goes white.
Yeah.
It just goes white. And it's,
I'd have at least Overtone by now, but I feel bad ordering anything that's non-essential right now. So,
yeah.
Meanwhile, I ordered...
I shouldn't have ordered all that Redbubble stuff the other day, actually.
Meanwhile, I've made 3 Redbubble orders for graduation cards and thank you cards, and and I just ordered some Jelly Roll pens this morning, so...
Yeah, like, theoretically, I mean, I know it's what keeps you sane. It's helpful to people because it's getting money to people, but I'm also, I don't know, it just fills me with such guilt. Yeah. So the only purchase I've made so far has been my my blue light filtering glasses.
Yeah,
which even then I didn't order them until Travis had to get a spark plug for a stupid lawnmower.
I've been trying to only order from like small businesses who are aggressively advertising, hey, we're still selling stuff and we can't do this, but we can do this. So like I've been trying to divert it that way, but every now and then there's just sometimes you have to suck it up and click on Amazon and no one likes it. But
yeah, I bought stuff from eBay because I needed stuff to further my streaming career.
Oh god, it's been so long since I've used eBay.
Yeah, I use it. As I said, it was funny because Brandon was talking about the other night when we weren't recording, because you know sometimes we have conversations that aren't recorded. And
thank God
that you know,
which isn't very cash money of us, I know, but still.
But we'll be grateful when the Great Tribunal happens and there's not as much evidence.
when we're first against the wall as the revolution comes.
Yes.
We were talking about eBay and you were saying that it's not very reliable in the US?
Well, okay, I've had a grudge
a lot
with
of
eBay.
Pirated material.
I've had a grudge with eBay for like a decade. So I haven't used it in a very long time. The last time I used it was someone was selling like a beautiful, almost exact replica of Natasha's Hawkeye necklace from Avengers. And so I made an eBay account to bid on it and I was outbid and I was like, whatever. But the last time I ordered anything from eBay, like I won an auction and it showed up and it didn't work. Like it was a video game and it didn't work. And the seller like wouldn't respond to anything, and they changed the way that you rate eBay sellers, so I couldn't like leave a negative review to penalize the person who just wouldn't get back to me over this thing that I bought from them.
I stopped using it when every single thing I would search for would be like, oh, this is a clearly pirated copy of, like, here's a fake pirated Chinese version of this like action figure or whatever. I stopped then, because it used to be like a lot of small sellers and stuff like that and it was fine, but now it's
if you're discerning and you know exactly what you're looking for, like it's
good. I mean, I wouldn't go there to browse shop at all. Like I don't browse shopping there, because I go there specifically to get stuff that I can't get elsewhere, which is why I got this thing through eBay, because it is marked up to buggery on Amazon. Like, oh my god, it's a computer piece, and everything to do with computers on Amazon at the moment is just ridiculous.
Oh my god, it's outrageous.
It's outrageous. And this one was just on eBay for the selling price, so I was like, okay, I'll take that, thanks. And I suspect that the guy who sold it was short on cash, needed cash, so he sold it because it works fine and it's all good.
Or he had a better one and just wanted to unload it.
he might have a better one now, upgraded. Or maybe he decided the streaming life was not for him, which I can understand.
I can understand that. I can understand.
Yeah.
It takes a thick skin to put yourself out there where people can criticize you.
Does it now, Brandon? You wouldn't be talking from experience there,
no,
would you?
Because no one ever dares to criticize me.
Look, I wouldn't ever dare. No, I would actually. Actually, I'd tell you what straight away.
You do.
I do. We have a good relationship, and it comes from a place of love. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, and that's like, when other people do. Don't use your friends for beta readers unless your friends are like Claire, because she will not hold back in the best way, and it's so refreshing.
Yeah, I was talking to people in one of the Good Omens servers. I was like, because people were talking about, you know, do you leave constructive criticism in comments? And we were all like, no. But then we were also talking about beta readers and stuff. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you don't want me unless you want me. Because I was like, I'm a bitch. If you give me that, I will.
No, you're not.
I know. I'm not coddling anyone about anything.
And the thing, I think people's expectations of beta readers vary wildly. Like, I think people just want you to read it and be like, oh, this is so good. But if you are looking
Some wild stories. Someone had their beta reader change entire segments. And I was like, what? That's not your job.
Yeah, that's not your job at all.
You do not delete and rewrite sections.
Yeah, no. But, like, if you want to make good use of your beta reader, you got to give them direction. Like Claire is the perfect example, because if you tell her, okay, this is what I'm looking for. I need feedback on this, this, and this. And then she'll come back and she'll be like, yeah, you asked for this. Here it is, motherfucker, in a whole unrolled list. And it really, like, improved my craft. So.
Yeah.
Pay your beta readers.
Yeah, I got asked to be a beta reader by someone who I really like. And I was like, oh, you really want me to do this? Because I'm going to be a bit of a bitch. and they're like, no, I wouldn't have asked you if I didn't want you to do it. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. And it was actually a really good, positive experience. So
good.
It was good.
Yeah.
But I don't, as a general rule, to beta read just because it feels a bit too much like marking.
Yeah,
I did a lot of years of that in high school, so I don't want to do that anymore.
I can understand that, and usually when I give something to a beta reader, I'm like, I don't check my spag, I'm not going for the story for spag.
Unless it's something like really obvious, like, okay, you accidentally a word here or something like that.
Yeah, like here's where you completely forgot a verb.
Yeah, I might make a note of that, or if like it's, yeah.
Yeah, if it just doesn't make sense, or, you know, egregious quotations or something, like, you know, like just minor stuff, but I'm not looking for someone to be like, hey, this is passive voice.
Yeah, oh God, no. Man, I remember back in the days when Word had grammar check.
Oh my God, they still have it, but you can turn it off. It has settings now.
I never worked out.
Yeah, Google Docs. I never worked out how to. The grammar, and it gets so mad at me all the time. I'm like, let me live, Google Docs. I know this is an incomplete sentence.
Pro-writing aid does it too.
Underlining my shit in blue, man.
Pro-writing aid does it too. Like, at least half of the things that it catches, and I'll check them. It's like, try using a more active verb. And I'm like,
No.
Because
why don't you use a different word? I would have used a different word.
Yeah. The best part is when it makes suggestions. It was like, instead of this,
this. Those whack suggestions.
Yeah. And it's like, they don't make sense at all. I was like, well, maybe if this was like a technical manual, I guess.
Yeah. It like deletes half the words and it's just nonsense.
Oh, it's good times. Good times. But yeah, like,
yeah, no, I don't like the grammar check. I mean, when the grammar check was on a word, it was just like, that this appears to be a verb in the passive voice. I just was like, yes, it is. So what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, I pretty much all the time on Google Docs, I'm just like, let me live, Google.
Let me live my life. Passive voice exists for a reason.
Yeah. it gets so mad at my fic writing style. I'm like, I'm right.
Well, yeah, because like most of those things aren't made for creative writing. Oh, and spell check and grammar check when you're writing like speculative fiction. You know, like
that's fun.
Yeah.
Although you can add words in, which is good.
I did used to be really. I would go nuts. Adding words to make sure. Now I just don't even care. I'm like, whatever.
Whatever.
It's gonna be underlined red. It's gonna be underlined red.
I mean, sometimes it learns. Like it has learned. Google has learned that Aziraphale is a word and Crowley is a word, and it won't.
It can learn. I usually add names. Like for main characters and stuff, I'll add names to the dictionary.
Yeah,
so that it'll stop.
Yeah.
Correct it. And then it has the bonus of, did I accidentally misspell the name? Because then it catches it.
I did that with Scrivener a lot.
There's nothing quite so bad as misspelling the name of your own character in your novel.
And you don't find out about it for like 10 years and you've been spelling it wrong the whole time. Not that we know anyone who did that.
I feel like you're referring to something that I've missed.
When I made Karn's name, like there is actually a way to spell it the way I want people to say it, And I completely flipped the letters around, and it took my friend from Scotland pointing it out to me. They're like, "Is this how you say it?" And I was like, "Yeah." They're like,
"K A."
You know that? Yeah, it would be like K A I H R N or a K A I R H N or something like that. And I have it completely flipped around, and they're like, "Oh, well, that makes sense. Okay, no, this is how you would spell that." And I was like, "Yeah, it's the name Karn, but with a K." So, whatever.
Oh, well. Can't be helped, I suppose.
I did the same thing with her dad's name, too. I flipped it around.
Oh, no! At least you didn't... Oh, I popped a thing and did chat. I'm just going to edit that out. My God.
Edit out the mouth noises.
No, I'm not going to edit it out because it sounds cool.
And 28 minutes in is when we just fucking lost it.
Well, sometimes it happens earlier than that, so it's okay. No, I dropped it into chat, a link to the latest hairstyles amongst those who no longer wish to be called Karen. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon?
So oh, my God. I'm looking at it right now. Don't call me Karen.
So funny.
Oh, that's amazing. Someone was whining on Twitter this morning about how, like, people need to stop using Karen because it's been taken on and it was first used by such and such people for this and now everybody uses it. And I was like, okay, like this person over here saying that it took on a misogynistic meaning, you have a valid point. Everybody else shut the fuck up. I'm like, that's how you normalize language. That's how new words come into existence. But anyway, this is hilarious. Like for those of us who can't see it because this is an audio medium, it's like all these women with blonde haircuts, and it says
with very obvious, very Karen haircuts,
with very Karen haircuts,
extremely Karen haircuts
that all have Karen crossed out in some kind of paint. The movement is growing stronger, guys. Every day,
the movement is growing stronger every day.
The best comment on here is, "Okay, Karen."
I know. I was laughing my head off so much. It just went, oh.
Yeah, Travis okay boomered someone. And he's like, well, I guess they're not a boomer. And I was like, no, look, it's a spiritual thing.
It's a spiritual thing at this point.
Spiritually a boomer. Yeah. Especially because most kids calling people boomers are probably talking to Gen X or even older millennials.
Because millennials are only 20. Like, you guys stop aging at 20.
We're all teenagers and...
Let's never mind that Chris Evans is a millennial, but whatever, guys.
Yeah. I think the youngest millennials are like 25 now or something like that. It's like, no.
They're all squarely in college or above. You want Gen Z.
Yep.
Yes, exactly.
And their Gen X parents. I mean. Oh, life is so crazy right now. Remember the before times when things made sense?
Hardly.
No.
No. I remember them at all.
Not at all. Them.
It's all gone blank to me.
God damn, my period sucks. I hate it when I'm with all this because I can't. I want so much garbage food that I can't get.
Oh, man. I was like, eat your garbage food, Claire. But then I remembered, if it's not in the cupboard, you can't eat your garbage food.
Like, I mean, I theoretically could go to McDonald's, but you know,
I was like,
we've been doing a bit of McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, a lot of places are still open here, and it's actually recommended that if you want to support a business, still go. But
well,
pick
yeah,
up
we've
your
been
food.
Doing it. We've been doing it with like local places. We'll get takeout food, but McDonald's doesn't need me. I need it, but
you know
it
what?
Doesn't need me.
It doesn't need me, but my kids will eat it, so it's like, okay.
Fair.
But yeah, it doesn't agree with me at all, McDonald's. Every time I eat it, I get sick, so I've got to stop doing it.
I desire it once a month, and I can't have it.
I want
So we're more than halfway through the recording. Should we take some questions?
Oh, yeah.
That might be a good idea.
Okay.
We did a segment. We did a segment. Come on.
Oh, we did a segment. Okay. We did a segment.
It wasn't a question segment.
That's fair. Let's move on to the question segment of our ostensible question and answer podcast. Zom wants to know, do you do the hand on boob comfort thing?
Oh, yes.
I can't say I don't because my hands are literally on my boobs right now.
I do it all the time. Like, I don't know.
I'm not it's a big.
Like, it's.
I don't do it a lot.
I mean, my thing is, I've got a lot of boob, and if I want to cross my arms, it's usually easier to just, like, lay my arms on my
boobs. On my boobs, yeah. Like, yeah. That's. You, Which when is you've got a lot of boob, you can't right really. Yeah. You can't really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I do. I did it more when they were real.
Right.
I don't do it much anymore.
I was trying to think of a way to ask that question without being like
when titty was warm and soft.
When titty was warm and soft.
Yes, but titty is no longer warm and soft. Titty is cold because
it's hard and cold like the world. Blood flow.
It doesn't exactly. It's hard and cold just like the world.
She also asks, is it chill to do if everyone is chill with it? And I don't see a problem with, because it's not like I'm whipping my titty out, you know, in some inappropriate way. Not that I think there's
like,
really.
I'm not putting my hand under my shirt or anything. Like,
oh, I do. I stick it in the collar of my shirt and like put my fingers underneath my bra strap and just kind of. It's not even on my boob. It's like in that armpit to boob region. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like that chest region, you know? And that's just where I sit it. But.
Yeah. I don't put them under my shirt. I just have my, I'll have my hand on my boob sometimes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, whatever. I mean, I do that too, I guess. As I'm like feeling myself up right now. I'm like, how do I usually do this?
Do I usually do this?
I don't know. Also,
it's just because for me, most of the time, it's like a half, like I'll have, it's kind of like a half arm cross. I'll just have one arm across. Because if I don't have my arms crossed or something, I'm picking at myself or something I shouldn't be doing.
Yes. That is like most of the reason that I do the boob hand comfort thing, because I don't want to pick at my face when I'm doing something else.
It keeps my hands occupied.
Yeah. Also follow-up question, is hand on balls equally chill?
Yeah, see, this is where I fucking objected, because look, your boobs aren't genitals. Your boobs aren't close to genitals. Like, if you got your hands on your balls, they're getting dirty. Like, if you want to do it in your own time, go for it. But you can't, it's definitely not as chill if you're hanging out with people. And she brought this up because it was online. There was a relationship thing where someone was like, I noticed my boyfriend has his hands down his pants all the time. And then I saw him do it and then start cooking. And it's like, no. Like,
okay.
Even if you
counterpoint, I've never seen a guy who does the hand on the pant comfort thing that actually like reach down to touch their balls. Cause they're really down there, you know, like they're really down there.
Cup around.
Yeah. It's just like inside the waistband, you know, like just kind of tucked in the waistband the same way I tuck my hand into my bra strap, you know, it's just kind of like resting there. And I mean, and even if you're
still
not
real, it's still real close to the dick.
Yeah, it's still,
I mean,
yeah,
really.
It's still, it, I feel is notably different from, like, even if you've got your hand straight on your boob, one is meant to feed a child, and so assumably it's clean enough.
Well, I think it might be because, like, we're used to existing in, like, varying levels of nakedness here in Hawaii. Like, like it's not like having your skin bared like that. And when you're sitting around not wearing a shirt and you're just chilling, it doesn't look as invasive into your clothing as it does when you're wearing, say, like a tucked in shirt, you know, like it just, and plus you should be washing your hands, whether you're touching your boobs or your balls before you cook, guys. Like,
that was another thing. It's like, I don't care what part of yourself you're touching. Like,
Right? Oh man, I sure am gonna miss all the hand washing when this is over.
Because we're gonna stop doing it, aren't we?
So I guess I don't want to say divided. I think we're on the same side here, but I just see it differently.
I think it's also, as we discovered in Discord, it depends on if you do the thing or know someone who does the thing. It seems like everyone does the thing.
Yeah.
Like, some of us were like, oh yeah, everyone does the boob touching thing. And other people were like, what the fuck are you talking
about? What are you even talking about?
And there was a lot of guys online that was like, everyone like has their hands on their balls. And like, I brought this up to Travis and he was like, what the fuck? I will say, in over a decade of marriage, I have not once seen him just like sitting around with his hands down his pants.
Just say hand on their balls as a general, like anything lower than their belly button? Because like,
yeah, I have no idea, because like some of them were like, oh yeah, I totally touch my balls all the time, and I'm like, that's a real reach.
I know lots of dudes who put it, and women too, it's not exclusive. I know lots of people that put their hand in their pants, but they're not like down there grabbing their junk, you know?
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, no, like it's like a place to rest your hand, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, I do know that I'm not going to speak to what my husband does.
Well, I mean, I can tell you right now, and I just noticed while we're talking about all this, like, I sit here, I've got both my hands between my thighs right now. Like, I'm wearing shorts, and, like, they're tucked all the way up at the hem of my shorts, just kind of chilling. Mm. I'm not, like, touching anything. I could.
I sit on my hands quite a bit.
Yeah.
I sit on my hands quite a bit.
But, like, it's still warm
especially
down there,
cold,
and
it keeps them warm.
I'm definitely going to wash my hands after I'm done touching my thighs. So, I don't know. I think I just don't see it as weird. I don't know.
I don't think it's necessarily weird. I just don't think that, one, it's anywhere near sanitary.
Yeah.
If your hand is legitimately down your pants, especially if it's legitimately on your ball.
Oh yeah. I think that's where we're veering, is that like I think hand on the balls, I think our understanding of it is hyperbolized by just vernacular or something.
Yeah.
See, but I was just taking it from the, I should have linked the, when it was, I could have still found it. I have no idea if I'd be able to find it again. But yeah.
Oh no, like, God, we're definitely don't like, go digging through there.
Yeah, but people were definitely, like, there was definitely guys being like, oh yeah, you know, touch your balls. It's not a sexual thing. You just rub them a bit. And it's like, well, so I think they're genuinely touching their balls.
Well, I mean, maybe they're adjusting them. Like, I adjust my boobs constantly. And I mean, I know not the same
thing. But they weren't saying adjusting. They were like, it's just a comfort thing.
Like, I can kind of see it. I don't know. Like, my hand between my thighs, I get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, do whatever you want, but wash your hands and, like, not in public.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it would be really weird
that's the thing,
for
it's
a guy,
like,
to be sitting there.
Yeah, like, I don't see any problem with, if it's above the shirt particularly, I don't see a problem with a girl with her hands on her boobs. But I would have a problem with a dude with his hands, like, distinctly down his pants.
As I say, in public or in company with people you don't know,
yeah,
do not put your hands down your pants, and also probably don't put your hands on your boobs either.
I feel like,
just because it's like,
I feel like it's when you walk into the bathroom and find your 4-year-old like masturbating for the first time, because they obviously don't know what they're doing. They just know that, oh, that feels different, and you have to have the talk with them about, okay, but you only do this in your room.
In your room.
You don't do this at the table.
Like, there's a time and a place for
things. Time and a place. Time and a place, people. But that's my 2 cents.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that totally. Well, that was a long segue into balls. So.
That was a long segue into balls. Unfortunately, we're not like actually segueing into a topic of balls. But we are talking about eating, so wash your hands. Melange says, is it okay to bring your own eating utensils when going to a restaurant?
I think at the moment, I mean, obviously there aren't any restaurants that are open, but at the moment I would not care, and I think it's fairly justified. But, and to be honest, would anyone really care if someone did? Like, if you sat down in a restaurant and someone next to you pulled out their own...
Unless they made a whole
thing. Yeah, I don't think
about
I'd notice.
I don't know.
I think if I was a waiter or a waitress, I'd go, okay. that's fine. Yeah. I mean, if I was a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant, I'd just like, whatever, as long as you tip.
I actually do take my own utensils when we go out to eat sometimes.
What do you take?
Yeah, like I'll take like a plastic spork or spoon or something like that, you know, like just something plastic, because some of my medications make me taste metal. And yeah, I don't always want to ask them for disposable so that I can eat, because that used to be a thing. I'd be like, hey, can I get disposable silverware? And then they get really offended, like, you're assuming their silverware's not clean. And I'm like, oh my God, no, it's just because I can taste the metal and everything. Like when it gets that bad, I can taste, like if they bake a potato wrapped in foil, I can taste the foil. And
I can taste the foil in a wrapped in a potato.
I mean, I don't see any problem with bringing your own silverware, like for whatever reason.
I think people might.
For doing it.
And like when we were in Korea, and it might just be more common in non-American or non-Western countries, I don't know. A lot of people had like these little chopstick sets that you
those are pretty common in Japan too.
Yeah, like a little chopstick and spoon set. And you open it up
and a little plastic carrier.
Yep, and the chopsticks like screw together. So it's like the size of your hand, you know, and you just screw it together and use it, and then you wipe them off and take them home and clean them and such. So I used to do that too.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly reasonable.
Now,
I think that some people might, there might be a few Karens out there who look at you weird.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a plus.
Karen, maybe, why not? Karens, maybe you need to get on some antidepressants and understand my pain. Like, go take some psych meds and come back and talk to me then, because that's the whole problem. Follow up. What about taking your own bread and or condiments?
Okay,
that's where I draw the line.
Because I've seen people do it. I've seen people do it who go to a restaurant and they're like, okay, but I brought my own salad dressing because blah, 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 fat. Yeah. And I'm like, just...
I mean, I can understand hot sauce, I guess, because sometimes because that's the whole thing. Plus, sometimes things just not spicy.
I think hot sauce is a different thing. Like, they sell hot sauce that comes on keychains for a reason. Like,
no, don't bring salad dressing or...
And don't bring your own fucking bread. Yeah, First of all, you're paying for the fucking bread anyway. Like, you know, I mean, like, when Baby Bai was a baby and not an adult, oh my God, I used to, like, if I had packs of crackers brought to me with a soup or something like that, I would keep them in my purse or in the diaper bag. Just.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you take a kid to a restaurant, like, you know.
Little nibbly things. But yeah, I mean, kids is, I think, mandatory.
Kids is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because kids won't eat anything for a restaurant. It's contaminated.
If you can find something they will eat, you can carry it around with you as much as you want.
As much as you want.
Hell yeah.
That's how I felt about my boobs. Thanks. Anyway. Oh. But yeah, don't take your own bread and don't take your own. I would say that maybe, like, yeah, like spicy things. Like if you like spicy things, like you have a really good hot mustard or a wasabi or something that you really like, you know, and you carry that discreetly with you and you don't make a big deal out of it, like whatever. But Becky,
don't go to a 5-star or a 3-hat restaurant and put Tabasco sauce from Coles on your beef. I don't want to sound like a Karen, but that's a bit crass.
Like,
it's a bit crass.
Yeah, don't go to a big steakhouse and like bring your own A1.
Yeah, like, I mean, don't go to a fancy place and you know, there's a time and a place. Because there's definitely places where if you do anything, they're going to take offense.
I miss eating out. I miss going to restaurants, but I miss it so much. But the best thing, like in a really posh restaurant, they literally don't, like, everything you do is correct. And that means that if you did decide to bring out Tabasco sauce, it like they might talk about you behind your back when you're gone and say, what about that nerd who brought his own Tabasco sauce?
As a former restaurant employee, I guarantee they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that, no matter what happens, you know, they're talking crap about you in the kitchen no matter what you do. So you may as well go all out. But yeah, I mean, my mum, when she went to England, when we were in England, when I was seven, she took my great aunt Aud, who is a lovely woman, but not very well off.
Mm-hmm.
And since dead, she died at 98 or something. She's amazing. Anyway, she was a great, great lady. My mum took her to the Ritz for morning tea or afternoon tea or something along those lines. It was some sort of thing that
you
do.
How dare you do this to me?
She went to the Ritz with her aunt, and there, of course, it was silver service, and it was laid out with like 15,000 different bits and pieces of cutlery. And my mum was brought up by a railway worker, and my great aunt was brought up unemployed. Her parents were unemployed during the Depression. Anyway, so she's there, and they're looking at all these little bits and pieces of stuff, and they got served a cup of soup, and it was a little cup with a handle, but they gave them the cup of soup with the handle and a spoon. And Aud was like, oh no, what do we do? What do we do?
And my mum just
surreptitiously said to the waiter, you know, how are we supposed to, which is the correct way to drink this soup, using the handle or with the spoon? And the waiter just smoothly said, whichever way madam chooses is the correct way.
That is like the most British answer too, like.
Yeah, but see, there's how you eat your food, and then there's how ingredients wise you eat your food, because there are defo, like, there you could get there's, I mean, we're talking posh places, there are gonna be people who are gonna go off the rails if you're like, no, I want this without this, because no, the chef has baked it to perfection, it cannot be changed.
Yeah, I've never eaten at a 5-star restaurant, so never mind, I don't know.
I'll take you to one.
Moving on to more controversial question topics. Tom says, who is the hottest boy in Final Fantasy VII, and why is it Reno?
Ugh, look, I'm not arguing with Tom on this one. I think Reno's pretty hot.
See, my problem is, and the exact problem I laid out to Baby Bai, first to her mortification, and then I think I brought her around to the idea that they literally all have the same face. Like, with a few notable exceptions, 90% of like any JRPG and like Final Fantasy character and all that are the same face.
That's why the hair matters literally to me so much.
Yeah, exactly. Though it's like hair's all that matters.
That's why the hair matters to me so much, and I'm like, I can't deal with your rat tail, Reno. But like,
but he's a ginger.
See, yeah, I love gingers very much, Mary. I can't with the rat tail.
And from the front,
real life, they're bad.
Oh.
Yeah, if I could just chop that off, he'd be fine.
Yeah. Or, you know what, tuck it into your collar so I don't have to see it. Like, That's fine, too. I don't want to see it, you know? Like,
wrap it around your head. Do the Cassandra.
Rude, sexy, bald. Too though, that's the thing. Rude's great because he's the only one that doesn't have hair.
Does Barrett have hair?
So I'm kind of keen.
Does Barrett have hair?
Yeah, Barrett's got hair. He's got short.
Oh, okay. I thought he was bald. My bad.
Yeah, he's got short military haircut.
Oh, okay. Really.
And Barrett's pretty hot too. I've got to say.
I was gonna say the black guys are mostly the only guys that get to look different. So
yeah,
they tend to be more interesting to me just because they stand out.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, we've got to pull in a bit of Wedge and Biggs love. They did a good job on Biggs and Wedge this time around.
It's so hard for me because if I talk about who's hottest in these games, I just flash back to being, God, how old was I even? I think I was 12 when the game first came out and I played.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, 12-year-old me would have said Cloud all the way.
Yeah,
and then 13, slightly older Claire would have said Sephiroth.
So you went through your goth phase.
Yeah.
Sephiroth was
like, once I was a teenager.
That weird vampire Dracula wannabe. I forget how Baby Live put it. It was really funny.
I cannot and wait I until she runs into Vincent, who is so much more of a Dracula.
What offended me more than anything else was that, what was his name? Leslie? Is it Leslie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Is it no one brought Leslie into the conversation and she was Baby Bob?
Leslie wasn't in the.
He wasn't in the original, and so okay. I think a lot of people right. were just bringing up original.
Yeah, because she was playing it the other day, and I was like, how come this person never came into the conversation? Y'all arguing about Mr. Rat Tail over here when he exists. So he didn't exist, so.
No, okay. I mean, I still stand by the fact that he literally looks just like a baby Sephiroth, so.
He looks like
I'm quite fond
a more muscularly developed Cloud. Maybe it's just his clothes, but Cloud looks like a little twink, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is like, especially because I think Cloud's like, I think he's 20, he's a baby. They're all babies.
Whatever age,
it's not like Final Fantasy 8 where they're 17 though.
Yeah,
which is hilarious. They're all 17 in Final Fantasy 8 and they're all going, like, literally in Final Fantasy 8.
Oh my god, Google is listening to me, because as soon as I started writing Cloud Strife, it was like, age? Yeah, 21. He's a baby.
He is a baby. But as I said, in Final Fantasy VIII, they're all 17 and 18. And Squall, who is 17 years old, like literally gets control of the biggest military organization on the planet at one point during the game. And I'm just like, you know what? I wouldn't have trusted me with that 17 years old, especially not when I'm going through all the crap that I'm going through. Like, Squall is literally says on several occasions, I don't want to do this. Please don't make me do this.
Well, I mean,
and then, no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Go for it. Yeah. You'll be fine.
I mean, at least half of us put a fucking 18-year-old boy on the throne in Dragon Age, so. When we had the arguably 30-year-old woman.
I am, and I know, it was like, I haven't, I never expected him to do a good job at it.
Oh my God. Canada asks, where is the best place to read smut?
Not in the room with your kids.
Coward.
Yeah, see, I've got, it's hard for me because it's like, since it's just me and Trevor, it's like, I read it anywhere. I don't have kids to worry about. So I've read it in concerts while waiting for the concert to start.
Yeah.
I've read it in airports, in airplanes.
Oh, dude, when Warden's Vigil was still running, I would read the smut boards like anywhere. Someone would be like, oh, here's a post for it. I was like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, I have 5 minutes and someone's talking to me and my face is in my cell phone. And I'm like, oh, we're going up the butt today. Got it. You
know? Oh my God.
So yeah, anywhere.
Yeah, no, I actually do very much enjoy reading it on the bus or on the train station, because it feels illicit and
it's fun to read something naughty in public.
Yeah. Ooh, what's going on here? Yeah. Is he gonna
look? If someone's getting that close that they can read what I'm reading, then they deserve whatever they get their eyes
exactly.
into.
Exactly. Also, if you have an expressive face, like, or you blush easily, and something gets good, you're like, oh, like that's extra fun.
I'm so stone faced about things. If it makes me laugh, I'll get really expressive, but otherwise I just like I could be reading like the weather for all anyone would know.
Sexy weather.
I get more embarrassed by fluffy things than smutty things.
Yeah.
So if there's a love confession or a cute moment or something like that, then I'll go all blushy and stuff. But if they're just describing some light BDSM, I'm not going to blush. It's all cool.
As an aside, I don't know if anybody else saw the dude on Twitter who was like, would you write 50 pages of explicit porn for $10,000? And I was like, would I? Or no, it was, do you think you could? And I was like, could
yes.
I was like, where do I send my fucking invoice? Because I've been there, done that.
Yeah, look, I just wrote 6,000 words of it. Like, it's nothing. Whatever.
I know. 50 pages isn't that just, like, much.
It's not that much, no.
I mean, unless...
God, no.
Unless they're talking like some kind of fantasy bonathon where, like, there's no such thing as a refractory period and nobody ever pauses to take a drink of water. You know, I mean, I might struggle with that. But...
Well, yeah, if it was like one, if it was like one single sexual encounter for 50 pages, then I might be like, oh god.
Yeah, that's too much.
Then I'd have to just like, I'd have to go into some minutia that I don't want to, like,
yeah, I mean,
talk about thread count on the bed they're in or something.
I'm pretty sure I could do it. So I mean, like, who do I invoice? Come on, guys. and it just strikes me that it was a dude asking.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's like, just because there's so many dudes that write shitty, shitty sex scenes doesn't mean there's not people out there who can write.
And a lot of, I follow a lot of other indie authors, like, on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, and a lot of the dudes are like, oh, I write erotica, blah, 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 you know, and...
No, you don't.
No, that's not what you write. And some of them are actually good writers, but like there's way more of the ones that you and I and everybody else is all thinking of right now.
Yeah,
the one who's
she boobed boobily down the stairs,
and then posed in front of her full length mirror, going, "Oh my god, my boobs are so boobily today. Can you believe this ass?" Smack, smack. You know,
but what does it look like from this angle? My boobs were just so big and perky, even though.
Can you believe my nipples just stand up like this all the time? I mean, why would I wear a bra? Someone was asking for advice. They're like, "What's the worst trope you can say, or what's the worst thing?" I guess advice you can give to male writers or something like that. And I was like, well, my advice to male writers is that women don't stand in front of full length mirrors admiring their boobs and going on and on about their head to toe appearance. Like,
yeah, never.
I've never like, once unless stood
it's
in
like
a mirror.
Unless it's a very specific like occasion and you're like really getting done up for something, then maybe.
But even then, I'm not standing there like, and my raven tresses like curled over my shoulders, which were with the water from the shower still like, cascading down my pert breasts. And I'm like,
yeah, it's like, look, I've had my hair for a long time. I don't know. I don't like sit there looking at like, it's so blonde today.
I mean, if you want to talk about like, oh wow, I didn't realize my boobs were growing at different rates, or hey, there's a gray hair, like give me something interesting, but don't fucking try to convince me that women stand there and describe their bodies and intimate detail.
It's definitely not their like morning routine every fucking morning.
Nobody has that kind of time. What's that kind of time? Yeah. Oh, it just kills me. And it's always dudes. It just kills me.
Yeah, it's always. At most it's usually a quick glance in the mirror to make sure that
I don't have lipstick on my teeth, you know. Yeah. or to touch my toothbrush and make sure that it's wet so that I remember that I did brush my teeth or not.
Yes.
Oh, let's see. I think we can squeeze in. Do you have a fanfic for that this week?
Yeah, it's a real quick one.
Okay.
I don't even remember how I came across it, but it's...
That's okay.
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
What?
Which,
what?
If you guys have not seen it, I would 100% recommend. I saw it ages ago. It's from 2001. It's an indie film. According to AO3, it might be Canadian. But
wait,
it's amazing and it's really stupid.
It's not like an AU fanfic or something else. Like it's an actual thing.
No,
oh
no,
my
no.
God.
It's an indie movie called Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Oh,
and there is one fanfic for it.
Oh, I want to shake that person's hand.
But like, I mean, technically there's two items. Technically there's two items under there, but the other is a fan vid. And let me tell you, it must be the most wild thing because it includes things like, yes, Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, and then also Bill and Ted, and Scrubs, and the Beatles, like, just the Beatles? Like,
just the Beatles.
Yeah, and like the Beatles and Beatles. Supernatural. It's all over the place. So well, that's must be one hell of a video.
I have a new mission. I have a new mission.
Yeah, y'all should. Well, we might you should be it. Able to find Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter to download. I know me and Travis watched it ages ago. I actually had to ask him to make sure it was the same movie. I was
wait,
like,
you knew it existed?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about it until it's so funny.
I know.
There's like it's
that's
super,
right up there with the discovery of the Barbie / Dracula fanfic, which I still haven't read. And I wonder what I did with that
super,
link.
If I recall, it's super gory, but in like, you know, it's a bad indie film kind of
in that over the top kind of way. So yeah. I mean, oh my god, I can't wait. If we can find it, we're gonna watch it together. Guys.
If we can find it, we should do a watch, a group watch on Discord.
We'll do a voiceover track for it or something.
Yes, definitely. I'm here for that.
I'm so here for that. Oh well, okay.
But we should probably wrap up now on the high note that was Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. I'm so happy right now. Of course, I need links. And that might be my Patreon request on your blog. In fact, I'm gonna pull up Patreon right now so I don't forget. I don't have a link closing note. It's like I'm completely stuck.
So if you have questions,
who's your favorite outlandish vampire hunter? There we go. Talk about your favorite vampire hunter and why they are better or worse than Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
You can send that to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com. That also has links to our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that fun stuff, because we're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Here we are. And if you wanted to join us on Patreon or join our Discord and have a chat with us there, there's links in the show notes. We're basically doing a lot of voice chat and playing Animal Crossing at the moment.
Yeah.
So if you're an Animal Crossing fan and want to hang out with us, come and do that. I'm also doing a few Animal Crossing streams at the moment. I was streaming Mass Effect and Dragon Age and a bit of Final Fantasy Remake as well. But yeah, if you check out twitch.tv/ImogenGames, you can find me there sometimes. I'm not very regular with it. I don't know how to do it properly.
Come watch her, you know, plant all the flowers and watch us hit each other with butterfly nets.
Yeah. We have butterfly net attack parties at some points.
Yesterday it was axes, and that got to
I'm
a whole
so
level.
Mad.
Yeah, no,
it's
I went,
always,
I went a bit feral yesterday.
Well,
sorry
after
about that.
I've gone to sleep.
Come along and join us on Discord. It's a really nice community of people, and just we've been helping each other out through
these difficult times
with our support and love and funny pictures of things.
Yeah, hang in there, loves.
Hang in there. We love you. And we'll see you all next week, hopefully, if there are no more technical issues.
Bye, bye, bye.
I forgot I had those. I should have been using them all the way through.